This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Many people today in this day and age, it's the victim card. Everybody's a victim. Everybody's a victim. It's somebody else's fault, but my fault, and it's not mine. It's I'm. You know, you can blame in this election. Now we blame the Russians, we blame hackers, we blame the DNC, we blame everybody's to blame. White men are to blame. Sexism to everything's to blame except me. Hillary Clinton is the embodiment of everybody's at fault but me. Everybody's responsible but me. And we have a montage for you of some of the real highlights of Hillary Clinton blaming everybody but herself for what happened in the previous election. Everybody. And it's fascinating, too, because nobody gives Trump credit for running a really good campaign that focused on jobs and the American worker and reviving our economy and getting rid of regulations. Nobody talks about those things. They just act as if it was a fluke. Remember, a big part of the Russian narrative is that this election was a fluke. It was hers. She was winning it until the Russians got involved. And then at which point it became some sort of an otherworldly act. Nothing to do with Trump. To this day, Trump gets no credit for the election that he ran. They gets none. Zero. But I think Trump ran a very good race in the sense that he went into Ohio and he went into Pennsylvania. He went into Michigan, Wisconsin. He went to these places and he talked about jobs. He talked about America leading in the world again. He talked about getting the government, you know, getting rid of regulations and getting us out of things like the Paris Climate Accord, the Iran deal, these other unconstitutional efforts by the previous administration to make it about the world and not about America first. It was a really good message at the right time, a simple message of make America great again. And he had to overcome a lot of different obstacles. Now, there were things that he did during the campaign I didn't like. There were things you didn't like either. But, I mean, overall, in terms of the substance of Trump's message, it was a message that resonated because it was about jobs. It was about building things again. And it was what people in places like the Rust Belt wanted to hear. And he connected with them. And nobody but Hillary Clinton is to blame for her choosing not to go to the Rust Belt and campaign and not to focus on Michigan and Wisconsin. Nobody. But we live in a day and age where if you never want to take responsibility for your own actions, you don't have to, even if you are the Democratic nominee for president of the United States. So we have a montage here of 20 excuses of why Hillary Clinton didn't win by Hillary Clinton. This is 2 minutes, and Greg has taken the time to break them down for me, so I have each one in a list here. So 20 excuses of why Hillary Clinton didn't win by Hillary Clinton. Enjoy.
I've never said I was a perfect candidate, and I certainly have never said I ran perfect campaigns, but I don't know who is or did. Mm-hmm. And at some point, it sort of bleeds over into misogyny. And let's
stop right there. All right, so misogyny is the first one. All right, so you did a ding after that.
Yes, sir.
All right, so after the buzzword of the excuse, you'll ding it for us.
Yes, sir.
All right, so if you're keeping score at home,
20.
All right?
These are 20
excuses. We have 19 to go. The first one, misogyny. All right, it bleeds into misogyny. All right.
Into misogyny. And let's just be honest. You know, people who have a... Putin wants to bring us down, and he is an old KGB agent. If you look at Facebook... The vast majority of the news items posted were fake. They were connected to, as we now know, the 1,000 Russian agents who were involved in delivering those messages. They were connected to the bots that are just out of control. We see now this new information about Trump's Twitter account being populated by millions of bots.
Blame bots.
Who'd been running the Breitbart operation, supplying a lot of the...
Breitbart, for sure.
The untrue, false stories. Yes. What we saw was, in this election particularly, and I appreciate what Walt said, the first time that you had the tech revolution really weaponized politically.
Yeah. No, you were weaponized. Not your fault.
The Democratic Party.
Nothing. Bad data.
I mean, it was bankrupt. It was on the verge of insolvency. Its data was mediocre to poor, non-existent, wrong. The group running this was the GRU, which is the military intelligence.
The KGB, baby.
Russian military. They have a very sophisticated.
It's my favorite excuse. I agree.
In bed with WikiLeaks. In bed with Guccifer.
Them too.
In bed with
Guccifer.
They were conveying this weaponized information and the content of it. And they were running, you know, there's all these stories about, you know, guys over in Macedonia who are running these fake news sites. And I also think I was the victim of a very broad assumption I was going to win.
By who? By you?
We're not for Comey because that information was just lying
out
there.
Searches, right.
It was for WikiLeaks.
Google, I blame Google.
We know that the Google searches for this stuff were particularly high in places in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. They began to have some of their allies within the internet world.
There we go.
Russian internet world allies. All right, that's 20 excuses in 2 minutes.
From one speech, Rich. That was one speech.
All right, I'm going to go through the list. Let's talk about what our favorite excuse is, okay?
Yep.
Misogyny, Putin, Facebook, fake news, 1,000 Russian agents, bots, Bannon, Breitbart, tech revolution, DNC, bad data, GRU, the GRU, WikiLeaks, Guccifer, DC leaks, weaponized info, guys in Macedonia, broad assumption I would win, Google, Russian internet world allies. What's your favorite of the list, guys?
Macedonia.
Macedonia, Dawn. Guys in Macedonia.
Macedonia.
Yeah. Yeah, Macedonia. I blame them, too. I've always said that.
I like the broad assumption.
You know why she didn't go to... She thought Macedonia was in Wisconsin. That's why she didn't go there. That's why she never went to campaign in Wisconsin.
It's Minocqua. It's not Macedonia.
I got to avoid the guys in Macedonia. We're not going to Wisconsin.
Or maybe Menards. I don't know.
Greg, what's your favorite?
I like the broad assumption that she would win. Like,
yeah,
that,
which only she had, by the way.
This broad assumption that I would win. Like,
yeah, it's me.
Who's putting that out there but you?
I got to go with bots. I do. Bots. You know what I mean? Like, bots have it. Oh, it's a remarkable. 20 excuses. What's your favorite, kids? If you're playing the home version of the Zioli show, what's your favorite? Again, misogyny, Putin, Facebook, fake news, 1,000 Russian agents. That's, I also do like that one. That's a close second. 1,000 Russian agents. Bots, Bannon, Breitbart, tech revolution. Bannon is like, I mean, that's a given, right? So it's hard to even say. Breitbart, tech revolution, DNC, bad data, GRU, WikiLeaks, Guccifer. Guccifer's a good one, too, though, actually.
Mm-hmm.
DC leaks, weaponized info, guys in Macedonia, broad assumption I would win, Google, Russian internet world allies.
It's like the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh.
On the first day of Christmas, Robbie Mook gave to me misogyny in a
basket.
Man.
Right. Yeah, so what's missing on the list? Basket of deplorables.
Yes.
Private email server. Not campaigning in Wisconsin or Michigan.
What about the kids
hiring a social justice warrior out of Brooklyn to run your campaign? I don't see that on the list.
No.
It's not there. It's remarkable to me. It really is remarkable. No message. I don't see that on there. Guys in Macedonia. Where the hell is Macedonia?
I think it's in Russia.
Fantastic. Well done. You know how we always joke about the children? You know, we always make our jokes about the children and everything like this. And I've often said that tyranny often follows from a premise of what about the children, or think of the children, or, you know, the children and all this other stuff. And this has nothing to do with Dawn's kids and the bubble wrap. I'm talking from a broader political perspective in terms of, you know, many totalitarian regimes over the years have claimed it's for the children whenever they've done whatever their socialist programs and policies are. Geraldo Rivera, though, has really taken it to a new level on Fox and Friends. When he not only evokes children, but one of the wonderful images of a child over the Paris Accord now. Take a listen.
Deal. What is this bad. For? What is this deal for, Brian?
American
what
sovereignty.
Is this deal for?
American sovereignty.
At what cost, Pete?
Our country.
At what cost? You want your kid to live in a gas mask?
I don't want an international bureaucrat in Brussels telling me what regulations.
Live in a gas mask.
That's really all.
Live in a gas mask. Not just wear one, live in one.
It's hard to, isn't it?
Do you want your kid to live in a gas mask?
One more time.
All right.
Deal.
What is this
bad.
For? What is this deal for, Brian?
American sovereignty.
What is this deal for?
American sovereignty.
At what cost, Pete?
Our country.
At what cost? You want your kid to live in a gas mask?
I don't want an international bureaucrat.
I don't know. Does it have central air?
Actually, man. Like a helmet. That's not a bad idea. Like a helmet for asthmatics. That's a good idea.
It's not a bad idea at
it's
all.
Giving me ideas.
But if it's
with
a gas mask,
mask
though,
gas mask.
They're gonna live in it. It's more than just a mask at that point, isn't it? It's a gas house.
That's
oh
true.
Oh my god.
You know, or gas trailer. I mean, just something. I don't know. You want your kid? Yes. It would be great if somebody on that. See, that's why I can never do television. Because I would turn around and go, yes, yes, I do. Want my kid to live in a gas mask? Cheap rent. Property taxes are low, except if it's in Jersey. Like in Jersey, if you live in a gas mask, you're still paying through the nose. I'm sorry, it doesn't matter. Yeah, I do want my kids to live in a gas mask, Geraldo. How about you? You know, that's they never push back like that on the absurdity and just, you know, push back on it and go, why? What's wrong with a gas mask, Geraldo? What do you got against gas masks? All right, that's let's see what other crazy, nutty audio we have today. There's so much, and we got to get through all of it before the end of the show today. Let's see now. Yeah, the Pittsburgh mayor, Larry O'Donnell. How about this? California Governor Jerry Brown. But I got to hand it to him. At least he's not ramping up the crazy or the drama. Cut number 9.
Well, the reaction is this is a crazy decision. It's against the facts. It's against science. It's against reality itself. We know we have to decarbonize our future. If we don't, it's a horror. People are going to die.
Thank you.
Habitat will right. be destroyed. Seas will rise. Insects will spread in areas they've never been
insects.
Before.
What? This is wait a minute. A game. The bugs are going to... More bugs? I don't know.
All right, now I'm rethinking things. All right, now you got me on that.
Like what kind of insects?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, wait, go back to the insects thing a second there, Governor.
Locusts.
Is this bed bugs? More bed bugs?
Oh, no.
As a result of the Paris Accord? Now I'm rethinking things. The histrionics of this is amazing. We've heard people are going to die about literally every policy Trump has done. Well, you know, when you keep saying people are going to die, whether it's Cory Booker or Jerry Brown, at some point people go, dude, nobody's dying yet. You got to stop crying wolf all the time. But then the insects thing, now that's a game changer right there. You know? Yeah, what kind of insects? Like in the Mothra movie or something where, I mean, giant flying insects that pick up your children and bring them into gas masks or something. Wow.
Because then we need, like, gas and bug masks.
Yeah, we do. You're right, Dawn. And then the problem is, will those masks be color coordinated? Will they just be gender neutral? You know what I mean? Because I want my child in a gender neutral mask. I don't want to assign qualities to that mask.
Right before news, can we just hear that one more time?
Absolutely.
That was just too good.
Reaction is,
first of all, stop it right there. What was he chewing on something?
He sounds
what
a little liquored
that?
Up.
He does, right? He goes, my immediate reaction is, like, what? You're not expecting the question? You're doing an interview. He's in the middle of eating, like, a vegan sandwich or something. And then he said, well, hang on, let me put down this vegan burger and answer your question. You're in the middle of an interview, man. All right, let's
go.
The
reaction is this is a crazy decision. It's against the facts. It's against science. It's against reality itself. We know we have to decarbonize our future. If we don't, it's a horror. People are going to die. Habitat will be destroyed. Seas will rise. Insects will spread in areas they've never been before. This is not a game. It's not politics to talk to your base. It's humanity and whether it makes it through the 21st century. Wow. So California will stay the course. We're already embarked upon a very aggressive and an imaginative program to reduce our own global greenhouse gases.
What? Say it, Governor. Say what? Get it out there. Get it out there.
Where are the bugs going to go that they've never been before? That's my only probing question.
Won't the seas just wash the bugs away? I'm asking for a friend here. Right? The seas, right? I mean.
Riccioli 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.